Trump to Netanyahu on Iran deal, Israel a great ally. But deal is my business, not anyone else's. By Elizabeth Weibel on May 10, 2026. President Donald Trump reportedly told Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that the negotiations between the United States and Iran to end the ongoing conflict are Trump's business, not anyone else's. In a post on X, Barak Ravid, a global affairs correspondent for Axios, shared that he had a phone conversation with Trump, in which Trump said he did not like the response from Iran regarding a draft agreement to end the war. Trump also reportedly shared with Ravid that he had a nice conversation with Netanyahu. President Trump told me that he spoke with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu this evening and discussed the Iranian response with him, Ravid wrote. However, he emphasized that it was a brief part of their conversation. It was a very nice conversation. We have a good relationship, but this is my business. Not anyone else's, he said in reference to the negotiations with Iran. In a post on Truth Social, Trump also shared that the response from Iran's so-called representatives was totally unacceptable. I have just read the response from Iran's so-called representatives. I don't like it, totally unacceptable. Trump wrote. In an interview with Breitbart News, Ghbad Talabani, who serves as the deputy prime minister of the Kurdistan Regional Government in Iraq, explained that the deal has to be between the U.S. and Iran. Talabani also described Trump as a master of the deal. The deal's got to be between the U.S. and Iran. And he cannot allow a third party to ruin his deal, Talabani said. I think that President Trump again left to his own devices and left to America's interests, and truly applying an America First agenda, could reach a good deal with Iran, Talabani continued. That is also good for Iran. In a post on Truth Social, Trump shared Talabani's interview with Breitbart News prior to Ravid's post on X. Breitbart News's Joshua Klein reported that earlier this week, while speaking to reporters, Trump expressed that Iran wants to make a deal badly. Trump also cited the immense damage inflicted on Iran's military, nuclear, ballistic missile, drone, naval, and broader military-industrial infrastructure. As the conflict between the two countries has continued, Trump canceled a planned trip by U.S. representatives, including Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and advisor Jared Kushner, to go to Pakistan.